The hard luck story of the Chinese crew of the Ark 323 yacht spans 2 years of disappointment. In 2015, the first boat in the Sydney to Hobart yacht race to ever come from the Chinese mainland collided with competitor Ragamuffin 52 in Sydney Harbour. The Ark 323 suffered hull damage, ending the crew's hopes before they began. Last year, boom damage left the yacht barely crawling into Hobart, using only its much smaller jib sail. Now the third time around, skipper Don Ching says the team is hoping for a change of luck.
Our primary goal is to improve on last year. But of course, winning the race is everyone's dream, taking part in the competition. So we aspire to that goal, but primarily we want to make progress and we need more preparation and training in order to win the race.
That explains why the crew arrived in Australia 2 months ago to begin working with a local coach. Ben Morrison Jack has competed in 9 Sydney to Hobart races, so he knows all about it. Not a Mandarin speaker, though, he admits the biggest obstacle in getting his message across is the language barrier.
The crew that are sailors, their English is very helpful when we're sailing because they know more of the nautical terms, whereas when we're having meetings and lectures, the other translators are more helpful because they know more, or they're more fluent in general chat. So we're getting by.
This year, the crew has an average age of 24 years old. Being part of an all-Chinese crew, Eli Chen says they couldn't be prouder of representing their country.
This is the first Chinese or professional team in an international like the Sydney Hobart race. So, yes, very proud.
Last year, more than 600,000 people watched the start of the race on live streaming in China. That number would rise exponentially if ARC 323 could find itself among the leaders as the race, starting on Boxing Day, heads down Australia's east coast on the way to Hobart. The crew expects to get around 100 more hours on board, getting acquainted with the yacht before then.